And welcome, guys, here on Your Brand Conversation. This is your Thursday edition in terms of, yes, we're here in terms of talking about not everything entirely branding, because there are discussions of branding that also, they present you with a different take on how to approach the overall branding exercise. Now, we ended yesterday's discussion with regards to the role that curators take, role that curators play in the arts world. As I mentioned, it does provide us with a unique look at various, I can't say faces, various roles within the broader society that you get when someone, yes, you, a one man, one woman show, can also be a walking, talking brand, or you can actually represent someone else. Now, this morning's discussion takes us in another sphere. It is in the sphere of the creativity discussions. This all links back to the creativity discussions I had back in June and May. But we're in a different one where this is something we actually see every day. We read it. It has to do with reading, essentially. And it's all about the writers. How a writer, yes, you as a writer, branding for you as a writer, how you can encapsulate the exercise of branding for you. Now, these are some of the discussions that is not always explored in the broader sort of like entertainment media sense, because writers, you just see the person's name on a book, or you see the person's name on a research paper, you see the person's name on a textbook or on a, you know, somewhere else. But when you read that name of an author, of a writer, on, it can be a journal, as I mentioned, it can be a book, as I mentioned, there is a specific appreciation or a link that you, as the reader, will have with the writer. You can use any other fancy name like author or journalist or reporter, whatever. The person is still writing the thing. They're still writing whatever you are going to be reading. They're still writing it. The reason why I went into this specific zone, guys, is very deep. This are talking about writers, how branding can help writers. Because for the next, well, handful of sessions, we are going to be talking about writers. We are going to be talking about authors. We are going to talk about specific stuff. But, please, don't think this will be a boring subject by any means. It won't be. Because there is a manifestation of an exercise in terms of how branding carries you, the writer. So if any of you are aspiring writers here in the country listening to this session of the Brand Conversation, sit closer. Tune your ears a little bit more in this direction and let's have this engagement. Now, where we find ourselves with writers, especially, is that they are the most basic indication of what a branding exercise looks like. If you've ever seen books like Sidney Sheldon or Daniel Steele, I'm not talking about the massive novels or the works like Stephen King or, you know, he's a famous horror author himself. Some of these, their names, just the name of the writer, is good enough to sell the book. It's good enough to sell the book because the writer has got that impact, that reach, that ability to sell. You can just slap their name onto the book. It sells. The publisher makes their money. Because I still have to explain the ecosystem of writing. I still have to explain it to you. But we're still going to stay on the branding for you, the author. Now, branding, guys, seems just focused, or in most cases, because it's marketing jargon, you know, it's marketing technical language being thrown about by us marketers, yes. You would almost, in quick recognition, if you just had to quickly, associate the word branding with something or with a business, you would entirely just isolate it towards brand names, for example, like Nike, Audi or Mercedes-Benz, or if you had to look at some of the retailers in our country, you would think about, you know, ShopRite or Checkers or Metro. You know, you would associate branding with established names that you consistently see on a daily basis around every corner. Even if you look at your mobile phone in your hand, that is an indication of branding because there's a brand name right behind it. Right behind it. For example, on mine, it says Samsung. I can see it. Others, it would be iPhones and the works or Huawei. But here's the thing with branding. Branding can be applied almost everywhere. And more so, it's even more important in the world of literature or even just in the world of books. Books. Just in the world or the business of books. Because books and words are actually brands of an author. You get that, guys? Something that we had to go for 12 years of school, basic education for, is the very mechanism that can help you develop your own personal brand. It can help you. The words, the book, can help you develop your own personal brand. And the best part even about it is, you can associate the most authentic flavor that you can find for an author. If any of you are avid readers and you read almost anything, you would have your favorite journalist to read, you would have your favorite author to read, or you would have your favorite platform to read from. Now, unfortunately, guys, I'm so confused. I read from almost everywhere. So it's a bit difficult to follow a specific journalist, but I try to follow the platforms itself. Certain platforms provide you with certain authentic voices, certain authentic perspectives. You engage with them immediately because firstly, they talk about a subject matter that you like or that you follow. Second on that is also, if you decide, let's say you click on a link for a news item, and you like what you're reading and you like the photo being used, the layout design and everything, it's aesthetically pleasing to your eye and to your taste and to you know, what you like personally, you would continue reading, for example, the article or the news item or the little piece that it was written there. You would continue reading it. Firstly, the first thing that always catches your eye is how a headline had been structured in order to capture your eye as a reader from that perspective, from that direction. Then you multiply you draw the line directly into investigating is the content worth my eye falling on it? And secondly, moving my finger to click on it. That's what you will investigate. Now, it's the same thing that has been happening for hundreds of years with regards to writers. Now, books, guys, there's a handful of writers that I personally collect and as a being a reader. You get the guys, for example, like, who can I throw? Well, I now for some reason forgot some of the books that I've collected myself. But one of them is a guy that has done a lot of fictional writing placed in historical contexts. For example, his name is James Clavell. But the author's name is also a brand name itself. It's the brand itself. The book is a brand. The name of the author is a brand. And the title of the book is also a brand itself. So you've got three elements of branding taking place on that book. Now, in fact, an author does not need a brand. That's the worst part, because an author develops their own brand. But most writers don't think about branding as well. This is a common thought that is not being invested into. You see, most of investing into writers comes from the perspective of the publishing houses, the agent that represents the authors or the writers, as well as also the distributors or the printers, you know, the printing presses that have to print and then distribute and sell said copies of the book, of the material. Let's call it material. We can't say it's a book because you can virtually write everything. It can also be a blog, and then, you know, we might be misunderstanding each other alongside the way. But, in most cases, writers don't think about their branding exercise. Or they don't want to think about it in some cases even. They will just produce the work, hand it over to their agent. The agent then takes it from there. And then the agent and the publisher has to decide, you know what? What's going on here? How are we going to approach this? That's what the writers do. They don't care. I mean, it's actually a very good book that I read. It's a book from I know the book's name. I keep forgetting the author's name. But the book's name is The World According to Garp. If any of you have ever read this book, The World According to Garp is a lovely story. It's similar to Forrest Gump, the movie itself. But The World According to Garp tells the life story of this fictional character whose name is Technical Sergeant Garp. Yes, that's his name, guys, because His mother gave him the initials TS, which translates to technical sergeant, which were the initials, or that which was the Second World War rank of his father, technical sergeant. Now, Garp was, if you read the structure of the story of Garp, Garp is a writer in the story. So the author is writing about an author in, and the author's life experiences in this book. Now, Garp goes about his dealings. He marries his wife, who was actually his first love. They have their children, and you get to live this life of Garp. First from his perspective of him and his mother, and then Garp growing up, and then Garp and meeting his would-be wife, and then Garp and his would-be wife towards the end of the book. So you see these three stages of this one character's life, but there's more characters in it, and they are being drawn up. Now that book alone, guys, is actually has, I say has because
Gusa et tokoro lyo hunga. Lipopera nya moge, popera wakweni. Ninka wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba. Wakurugane yowamba, oweno ruganse sungumi. Moktura moyo hundro lyo wamba zuma okoko, ndimo gwana koma pukuru gomanzi. Tumako WhatsApp ko nomoro zoyo 3333 mbali ntambali mbali ntane. Ndidingura ko Facebook ko VMMC Namibia.
Now we come back, and just where I left off before the short break was, if you had to look at some books that you might have read, this can be international novels, African novelists, South African works, you can also have a look at some Namibians here, you would see that the book portrays a specific thinking. Now understand this, guys. I mentioned that the author has a brand. The book has a brand. Because you get books, for example, like that one of The World According to Garp that I mentioned to you. That book has its own following. The writer, the author. Yeah, but people only know him for the two books that he wrote. The two more popular books that he wrote. Because the two books were so popular, they were constantly reprinted and resold and reprinted and resold and reprinted. So you would just throw the book around in terms of asking a fellow reader, an avid reader, have you ever read The World According to Garp? The person says no, then you tell them. You won't tell them, have you ever read the works of XYZ author? First, the person would frown and go like, who? He or she wrote this book and this book and this book. It's a different story if you say Sidney Sheldon or Daniel Steele. Because guys, if you've ever seen how love romantic books have been constituted in terms of the packaging, the design, the layout, the name structure, or where the author's name and the title of the book is, those two books by those two women's writers or women's authors, or two female authors, should I rather say, is that their names are pretty prominent. Walk into any bookstore that has a Daniel Steele book, that carries or sells a Daniel Steele collection, or into any establishment that has Sidney Sheldon collections in it, you would see how prominent those names are designed on the covers of those books. They are pretty big in order to show and to attract the attention of you, the reader, walking into that aisle where those books are stocked. So what does that lead you to? You go like, ooh, nice, another Sidney Sheldon. Or it would say, ooh, nice, another Daniel Steele. Or you would get a James Patterson on one side, or you would get a Robert Ludlum on the other side, or you would get a Lee Child on the other side. Yes, guys, I'm just rattling off authors' names. Because if you've ever seen how a book has been designed, the name is pretty big. The author's name is pretty big. So it sells automatically to you, the reader. But the branding exercise, guys, is very key. As I said, in some cases, the author does not care about it. The author just is concentrated on finishing, compiling, and constructing the work, the literary work that they're busy with, or the work that they have to compile, put together, and submit as a manuscript. However, there are those writers who do bother in terms of how they are branded. These writers also typically wait until they become authors or have been published for a while. In some cases, you get the balance, for example, like what happened with the woman that wrote the Harry Potter series of books, J.K. Rowling. She was a teacher before that. You guys know that, right? She was a teacher. As a teacher, she compiled and started writing her books. You get the, what's the other guy's name? Was also a, I think he was also a teacher. The guy that wrote the Game of Thrones series. George R.R. Martin. I assume he's a teacher, but in his, he has been known for working a lot with world building and also being an avid fan of the Lord of the Rings books from J.R.R. Tolkien, which itself is also 100 years old. And then you get some of the other children's works, for example, that I used to follow a lot, that being the comic book works like Asterix and Obelix from Uderzo and Goscinny, or even getting into the Marvel and DC comics books itself. Now, in every cycle that I just mentioned to you, you've got authors who first worked on their works, constructed it while they had different titles or different roles, and then they applied and then they went and sold their works to a publisher. To a publisher. Now let's understand here, guys, I'm not getting into the realm of the comic books as yet, because graphical novels or graphic novels have a different role of playing, or different role of having its own market share or its own place in branding and marketing activities, for the main reason of that you've actually got an author. I mean, let's say this. It's something similar to what you see with movies. You've got a writer and you've got an artist associated. In some cases, it's the same. The one person does both roles. In other parts, you actually get the writer doing the script alone and you get the artist doing the art alone. So two people working in tandem on the same project. However, if you're just a writer and you're in the novel scenario, or like most of us in the journalism field in the country are, you write everything. You're responsible for most of the research, compiling it, putting it together, structuring it, packaging it properly, then submitting it to an editor to read through, to assure that one of a few things, they're not too overly, you know, overly obvious mistakes that you might have committed. Neither that, you know, neither that it sounds not so relevant anymore to the readers that have to read it. Now, as a writer, those writers that are very, 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 very much so invested in developing a brand as a writer, it's one of the easiest ways for you, yes, you, to also get into writing. The unfortunate thing is you'll first have to do a lot of practicing before you get into the writing, because you'll have to learn how to read a lot more. You'll have to develop a reading culture yourself. This is unfortunately one of the first requirements that is always required in the world of reading and writing, is that you have to be an avid reader. You've got to consume ideas first to understand how these ideas are brought together before you get into your own idea generation. Now, in both cases of in terms of branding for writers, in terms of where some writers don't care about the branding exercise and where other writers wait a little bit and then they go and worry about their branding, their personal branding, these are two mistakes that are very commonly seen. Serious writers who want to succeed as authors have to include branding in their early success planning. It's not to say that everyone will be a successful writer. It's not to say that, guys. Some cases, some writers are so well known, for example, something like the Bible. The Bible is printed every year. Every year. So the writers or the authors of the Bible, obviously, you know, it's not for gain in terms of, you know, making monetary value. And even though you have to buy the Bible in certain outlets around the world, but the work itself is so popular, no question is asked in terms of the content, you know, whether it's relevant or not, as the times are changing. I explain this because if you had to measure up someone like Charles Dickens or Mark Twain, who lived and died 100 plus years ago, whether or not the works like Huckleberry Finn and Oliver Twist would be relevant in today's contemporary lifestyle, you would obviously say no, because these were in the throes of pre-1900. This was in a time period of when the Industrial Revolution was kicking off. So, looking at the relevance in terms of the storytelling, that's also another issue. Now, branding, guys, as I just mentioned with you, those two writers, Mark Twain and Charles Dickens, they are still popular reads till this day. They are still popular reads because the branding speaks for itself. The brand name of the stories that they told speaks for itself. Speaks for itself. Now, serious writers, as mentioned, who want to succeed as an author. Yes, guys, you have to, this is also some form of an investment you have to make, is that you've got to worry about your branding. Now, that means that you've got to have branding as part and parcel of a business plan that you will also have to constitute yourself out there. And when you also want to generate your first idea for a book. In fact, the idea for your first book should be followed by a brainstorming session for a spin-off series of books. So please understand that, guys. If you can envision, because in the world of business, it starts with visions. That's why we were taught in marketing at NAST with establishing a mission and a vision statement as a business. Even in your marketing plan, even in the business plan, which encapsulates your marketing plan, your financial plan, as well as also any other sort of scenarios with regards to the business plan, mission and vision statement are important. So if you're going to be a writer, establish a mission and vision statement to get you into the next phase. Now, before we continue, we're quickly going to step into a short break. From this break, we're going to come right back, heading into the second half of today's program.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of Lela Pay. Lela Pay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on Lela Pay? Place classified adverts and messages on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay app, and place adverts in the Villager and many more vendors. You can also make payments. One can place messages of any events, including promotion, invitations, birthday wishes, funeral notices, and any announcement you wish to announce on a national level, starting from $3.50 per message. So, how does it work? Download Lela Pay app and open the app. Step 1. Register an account for free and log in to your account. Step 2. Go to your wallet balance and fund your account by filling in the required details. Step 3. Once registered, go to the vendor icons and select a vendor of your choice, Eagle FM or The Villager. Step 4. Schedule your message. Type it out and press send. Step 5. Once sent, your message or advert will shortly get published on the Eagle FM app, Imba app, Lela Pay, or the Villager newspaper. You also have the option to submit artworks for your adverts. Send these to digital@omalaiti.com and they will be published shortly. To be added onto the vendor list, contact us at 081-203-9633 or 083-288-400 or simply email us at digital@omalaiti.com. Lela Pay. Download it today. Available in the App Store and Google Play.
Now we come back, guys, and I see there's a call on the line. Let's quickly get them through. Eagle FM, good morning.
Oh, very man. Oh, good.
How are you doing, Angabona?
I love your lecturing, man. Mission, statement, and what? There's another one that's left. Mission, and what's the other one?
It's the business plan overall, the overall business plan.
Yeah, that the one that they normally just craft those three concepts, mission, vision, is another one. Okay. So now we are seeing that that is how the market is. So there were people here, and I remember at one point you were talking about, okay, we have milk here, we have this other one, butter can also be produced, and this other one can also
ice cream
be,
also,
you know, everything, ice cream, and many other of those related things. Now, we are saying that most of the livestock, even the land actually, the land, I know that here, even in the, there are commercial, those who want to go commercial, those ones are big. But if, when you look at the rural areas, I don't know the south much, but I know there is also vast of land there.
Yeah.
So now, and we have got livestock, most of the livestock are there. Is it really impossible that we cannot create some industry there of to produce those things that you are talking about?
There is, because one of the disappointing things to look at, and this is one of the reasons why I'm talking about authors as well on, on this morning session of the Brand Conversation, is because there are things we can do ourselves that have so little need or requirement for investment. Sometimes like a farmer, like what you just started with now, a farmer already is in charge of the production process on his or her farm. They already have the animals. They already have the land. They already know what to do. The question is, how do they want to add more value onto what they already have? How? For example, if let's say now, Yankabwana, you've got a, let's assume you have a mahangu plantation.
I have.
Okay, so you do. Now,
big one.
Now you decide.
World fence. Exactly.
Now you decide to look at a system of producing, because mahangu is a grain. So now you decide, let's take a look at providing more value from the crop, the harvest that you enjoy every year. Instead of it going directly into just being eaten, you decide, let's try and make a mahangu based beer. Or mahangu-based brew. I know there are already products like that, but you just try to add more value, and thus you generate one or other kind of small economy around what you just invested in. And
imagine, look at the, you know, you have heard many people talking about tomatoes getting rotten, cabbage getting rotten,
exactly,
and we have seen them there. Now, one wonder now that, now, are we not saying, are they no more entrepreneurs? Are they no more innovators? Are they no more people who want to make money? You know, the reason why we are saying this is because for us, we are working in the government.
Yeah.
And there's no time for you to do the business.
Yeah.
So honestly speaking, you can, no matter how you sacrifice, you care, how you can sacrifice, it's very difficult to manage. But then it's what, maybe it's also not an excuse, I'm just saying. But they know this, I'm just looking at the graduate. What is the message? Is it now to, because it's only the idea, like you said, we have heard people giving testimony here on the Radio Eagle FM, who are successful, big. Successful business people, entrepreneurs. And they say, some of them say, I started with 300. I said, if I tell you my story, how I started also, for the rest of five years, I was just studying. Actually, I think it almost went to 6 years. 5 years I was studying. And they, how, what was I feeding my children? And my, and that is the time when I was governing people. Studying at UNAM, and boys and girls, and my friends. My wife was just a crack. Where did I get that money? I started doing just simple things. I went to South Africa. I did this and started this thing. Started doing, getting these few things from paying this, go and pay this revenue. What is it? What the custom duty there, everything. But I did not start with a lot of money. 2,000. 2,000 that sustained me up to the time I finished my study. So now, can we see how we can sensitize and encourage people. That's why the message that was there given by Memelidia from City of Windhoek when she was talking about housing and all this program and strategy that they have to assist. So you can see that, yes, there are really possibility that we can do things.
Exactly.
I'm telling you the truth. Otherwise, we keep on and we'll be swallowed up. Our brand, our things, they will not be known.
They won't be. They won't be. Even Angabona, no. the one of the things that we can look at, because in some cases we've got scenarios of towns and urban areas and informal settlements, and just doing something that doesn't make profit for anyone, for example, establishing an NGO, can also help the needy, can help bring up those parts of the youth that don't have the opportunity to extend.
Sorry to jump in before I forget. I'm very, very sorry. Dr. Ned, at National Planning Commission, Ned Shibia. So they have the meeting with the stakeholders and all the non-governmental organizations. And then he told them that, yes, he made a presentation and was also answering questions. And he said, the government might not have the resources and the money, but the country has.
Yeah.
The country has the money. So, you see now, can you see now that the country has the money? The government might not have the money because we have seen the government coming to us and want to borrow money from us, from our local people, because we have got a lot of money that is not utilized. Look at the governor of the Bank of Namibia say, come. So we are then being called to even go into property development, manufacturing, and all these things. I understand they were even talking about here that there are, I know sometimes they ask collateral security, but there are also free collateral security if we really combine ourselves together. It's only one individual, you cannot get that collateral security, but if you are a pool of resources and without money, but you have got the ideas, business idea that can be turned into practical whatever you can do. So let me end up there, Duarte.
No problem.
You could be somebody who wants to see the world. Please keep on. We are valuing your things.
No problem.
If you are going to write books and stories, we'll be writing from the political, from economic, business, and all these things. We have a combination of angles, you know. So we are going to write, like you are saying, I know that was your area now, but we are going to make sure that we write. But people must start having the culture of reading.
That's the other thing, Angabona. It's one of the concerns, but it can actually help someone also who's not a major reader themselves, because you can also do it in your mother tongue. You can write a book or stories in your mother tongue, and it's
why not?
Because
indigenous education system.
Exactly.
But we are saying we are African, That's the only problem, that we are not proud of ourselves, our past, I mean, our past. So that writing your language, even one time the president say, there's nothing wrong by using your language.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong at all.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, tonight.
Osin Makar Fanand, yes, Angabona.
I'm
going to worry, Angabona. It's pretty easy, okay. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Bye. Now, just before we hit into the next ad break, which is about to creep up on me in the next minute and 30 seconds, the key or the core from that exchange, just in order to also help you, is that sometimes there are various things to look at which might not be in your direct role of expertise, but it has an overlaying or an overlapping function which you might already have been exposed to, for example, like writing. We know, I know, you know, if you deep down assess your abilities and your skills, there's a handful of things that you like, enjoy, and like to talk about. For example, there's a lot of people that I see on my WhatsApp. You know, if you scroll through people's WhatsApp statuses, there's a handful of people that I used to work with that I know that decided to open up their own printing shop, printing t-shirts, you know, something like that. Why not print t-shirts, for example, or caps?
or make designs or design designs for it. Why not? This can all work into an ecosystem or into an economic ecosystem that can feed itself. For example, like becoming a writer. And it's the best way of becoming a writer, guys, that you can protect your work, market your work, and sell your work. Because someone out there will want to buy your work. Now, we're quickly going to step into that short break, come back after it, and head into the last 15 minutes of today's program of The Brand Conversation before you meet up with your daily bulletin.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually... To put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%, is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello, Namibia. Welcome to the world of LelaPay. LelaPay is an easy-to-use payment and booking mobile app that allows you to send out classified adverts or messages to your consumers and have them published in real time. What can you do on LelaPay? Place classified adverts and messages on the...
Now we come back, guys, from that extended break in terms of, you know, getting through the branding conversation for becoming an author, becoming a writer, becoming someone that can generate your own following. Because yes, it's not just social media, because social media is where they actually got the idea of generating followings from a conventional medium or communication media known as a book or even just journals or articles. But the key thing here is, guys, when you as a reader or when you as a writer looks at the works that you've read, the books that you were exposed to, from textbooks to history to magazines to books itself, you know, novels or non-fiction, like, you know, books based upon real events. All these things come from a specific motivational perspective. And also, look at the design, the packaging. Now, for those writers that are going to think about branding for themselves and going ahead, it's a part and parcel of the business plan that you will have to write when you first get the idea for the book. And remember, as I mentioned, think about a series of books in order to sell your product. You also have to think about sequels and series, and then also have a big picture view of who you want to be and how you want to be known when you become an author. Please, guys, there's not like dreaming. It's not a concept of dreaming. Well, let's look at this. Jeff Bezos or Elon Musk themselves, they had their own dreams of becoming billionaires or one of the richest men in the world, for sure. Bill Gates probably similar. for sure, Richard Branson from the Virgin and the Virgin, the Virgin, sort of like a group of country, companies, not countries, group of companies, for sure. However, there was, this is all guided by your vision and your mission statement saying who you want to be. How do you want to achieve that comes through in your mission statement. Your vision statement says where you want to be. Your mission statement indicates probably how you're going to go about this. That's all part of your business plan setup. The big picture view is taking a look or trying to visualize how you're going to get there. Who are the elements, the role players, the other authors, the reading economy or the let's just say the reading economy. Let's just call it the reading economy in the area that you find yourself in. How this is going to go. Now the lucky thing for you and for me out there is, yeah, because I'm also in the process of starting to write, starting small. However, is the internet is your best friend. The internet is your best friend, and the internet-based technologies that came with it, that come with it, and that came with it. The internet is your best friend. However, it's a question of intellectual property and how it has to be protected for your benefit, for my benefit. But the first thing you've got to look at in the last 10 minutes, and this is where we actually start off with how the branding exercise works for you if you're going to be becoming a writer, is you've got to determine how you want to be known. This is important to stress, how you want to be known, because branding is very big. It is big. There are whole books that are written about branding alone. Guys, branding is probably the oldest exercise since maybe the beginning of time, human time, according to humans. Us humans. Because in between you've had civilizations, empires, monarchies, religions who have successfully mastered the branding exercise. I won't go into that part because that itself is pretty vast and pretty big. But this is essentially what leads to you becoming a literary star. It won't be overnight. Let's please identify that. It won't be overnight, but it will at least start somewhere. Now, branding experts help other people and businesses develop their brands, obviously. But also, it's possible even for someone like you, a writer or an author, to create a brand with just a little bit of knowledge. And this is sometimes how you can start. So starting off with this, you've got to think about how you want to be known as a writer. And in order to determine this specific, important point of departure, and that's why we get to this specific point, because there's a whole bunch of them. But this first one is actually what gets the ball rolling everywhere else, besides you actually writing your scripts or writing your manuscript. You've got to determine how you want to be known. Why I say this, guys, is this has different points of entry into this thought process. One author that I mentioned a little bit earlier in today's program, known as Lee Child. Yes, Lee, a man, Lee Child. He's the guy that wrote the book series, what's the character's name? Oh my goodness, I keep forgetting this character. But it's one of the characters that, Tom Cruise played in two movies. Tom Cruise actually made two movies about this character. But Tom Cruise was actually the wrong actor to play this character, because the character is supposed to be a pretty tall man, very tall. He's not supposed to have brunette. He's not supposed to have brown hair. He's supposed to have blonde hair, and he's pretty muscular. Well, that's what Tom Cruise actually got right. Lee Child is not Lee Child's real name. So Lee Child is actually a nom de plume. A nom de plume, yes, a nom de plume is... It's not to be mistaken for nom de guerre. A nom de guerre is actually a name given to soldiers during the times of war, like that of Erwin Rommel from Second World War Germany, who was known as the Desert Fox. That's a nom de guerre, Erwin Rommel. However, a nom de plume is given to an author, a writer.
So you can, if you see that your name doesn't actually fit in terms of the construction, because it's all about you. It's your freedom. It's the freedom of your imagination. It's a question of how you want to be known. It's the same thing that actors and actresses go through. Some actors and actresses, it's not their real names. For example, Tom Cruise is not Tom Cruise's real name. Go Google it. Marilyn Monroe is not Marilyn Monroe's, was not her real name either. Her name was something Jean Baker or some in that sort. Norma Jean Baker. Yes, that was her name. Norma Jean Baker. The same goes for some footballers. You guys know it as well. Some footballers, it's not their real names either that you see on the backs of the t-shirts, especially if you come from Brazil. Especially if you come from Brazil. Your name would be too long to fit on your jersey, so they find a shortened nickname for you. However, in the world of being a writer, you can do the same thing. You can do the same thing. So, you've got to look at the types of writing that you want to do. What it is that you want to write about. You've got to look at the subjects about which you want to write about. So, what further interests you in terms of covering it in this new venture of becoming a writer? Thirdly, the types of stories that you want to tell. How are you going to tell these? What are you going to do? How are you going to construct them? Who are you going to write them for? The themes that you want to cover in your work. The ways in which you want to serve your readers. The clients or customers that you want to attract. Because yes, a writer does attract a client. There are followings, guys. There are people that collect specific books. I'm actually a collector myself. My brothers themselves, my sister definitely, my sister collected a lot of the Russian classics. Like, I almost said Tchaikovsky, but Tchaikovsky was a musical composer. Is it Dostoevsky? One of the Russian, most of the Russian classics, she had a collection of it. And you start appreciating a writer's inputs. You appreciate them. On top of that, is that you can, or you also have to factor in the spin-off books or sequels or series that you want to publish further. Stephen King has something like that. Dean Koontz himself, the two horror writers, the world's two biggest horror writers. If you go to Japan, for example, like some of the guys that I tried reading, Haruki Murakami, or Yukio Mishima. Yukio Mishima was a little bit dramatic, if I have to explain to you, because he wanted to actually commit suicide at the end of writing a series of books. These were six books that he decided to write, and he wanted to commit it. He wanted to do his suicide attempt at the end of it. Now, it was a bit, disappointing for me as a reader, someone who was starting to enjoy his work by realizing what this guy actually wanted to do in terms of self-annihilation, is that his work stops with him. His work stops with him. These are the types of characters you get into because it's like a following, like I explained to you. Book collectors are people that start appreciating the work of the writer because you collect more and more and more. You want to see how far this person pushes the limits in their thinking. Lastly, you can end off with these four points: your values, your interests, your passion, and your purpose. That's where you can end off. Now, do note, guys, we're not done with how you can try becoming a writer in the world of writing. If you value those first points from that first main point of departure that you've got to work with, determining how you want to be known as. Because if you are going to get into writing stories, especially stories, people will expect you to stick to a specific theme and that you will want to be known by that theme as well. Secondly, do not underestimate a reader. Secondly, as a writer, do not. So there will be more investment that you will have to work with in terms of thought process, the ability to conceptualize ideas, apply it to the thinking, And most importantly, you've got to sell that idea to a reader through the book. Now, it does bring us up to the end of today's program of the brand conversation. You will see me later later this week, where we will be continuing with the second point on how to become a writer or branding for becoming a writer. On that note, stay tuned for your daily bulletin program of On the Radar.